tech news and reviews comes a beacon shining in the night, guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That light, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and with me always is Andrew.
Howdy.
And Ty.
Good morning.
What, no Oprah intro there, Ty?
Well, no, you guys gotta announce it. You gotta say, and with me today is Ty! Then we'll do applause, and I'll come running down the stage like Drew Carey on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
This isn't anyway. Whose Line Is It?
And that's, the new one starts up in less than a month.
Really?
Is it really?
Yep.
Who's on it, though?
The new host is Aisha Taylor.
It's going to be hilarious. Yeah. And then Ryan Stiles is back. Colin Mochrie is back. Wayne Brady's coming back.
And I think that Brad
Hobbs, I forget his last name. What it was.
Oh, okay. And then it
Brad Sherwood.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Sherwood, yeah.
It should still be good then, because you can have whoever for a host. It's if you got the different actors.
Well, Aisha Taylor is hilarious.
She is. Have you ever watched her stand-up?
No.
It is vulgar and hilarious and oh my god.
Well, I can imagine after watching Archer.
Ty, you would literally probably break a rib laughing so hard.
I'm going to have to watch that then. It sounds like a good time.
Ben, you would probably also be amused, but I don't think you would be to the point of breaking a rib.
That's 'cause... Why is that?
Well, you've been tainted because you have a kid and stuff. Your sensitivity to humor is a little bit more. Why would you say that?
Oh, okay.
I'm naked.
Who were you just telling you're naked to?
Dexter.
You realize that that's a dog, right?
He knows. He
probably doesn't give a shit.
He knows.
With enough peanut butter, he will do anything.
Gross. That's gross. Come on, move.
Yo, that's racist.
All right there, Paula Deen.
Whoa. That's just rude.
That's ridiculous.
Andrew's not that fat.
Oh.
Not that southern.
That's true.
And he ain't got the diabetes.
So Xbox One versus the PS4.
Well, you know, when it first got announced that there was all this stuff with the Xbox One, I was like, okay, you know what? I love my Xbox 360, but so far, things aren't going into Microsoft's favor.
No.
But I was always like, yeah, I'm on the fence. It looks like I might get a PS4, but I'm still not going to jump off the ship for Xbox like a lot of people did. Because once all that shit hit the fan, I don't know about you guys down in the States, but up here, we had a lot of people trading in their Xbox 360s and all their games. It's like, wait. Wasn't your biggest gripe that it wasn't backwards compatible and you couldn't play your Xbox 360 games on it? If that's your fight, why are you trading in your Xbox 360 and your 360 games?
People aren't very smart. Whoa.
I don't get your logic, consumers. I don't fucking get it.
Especially since Microsoft already made all their money off of you when you originally bought the game in the 360.
Well, the thing is they don't even really make that much money off the games. They make all their money off the 360s. Like, you bought the 360, you gave them your money. You bought your gold, you gave them your money. But yeah, and you buy your Microsoft points and all that stuff. You've given them your money. So by you trading in your system, it doesn't prove anything to them. It just proves that you're an idiot.
Pretty much.
Idiot. All right, so back to the Xbox Infinity and the PS4.
The what?
The Xbox One.
I like to call it the Infinity.
I thought they should have went with that, but it's. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, I guess their whole summarization is you only need one console. And that's also one thing that people don't get. They're like, well, why do they have all these extras into the Xbox? It's like, well, you do realize that there is one thing that Xbox is being smart about. Microsoft is trying to take over home entertainment.
And
I don't blame them.
they're going to think, you know, they think you're going to have this for at least 10 years. So, I mean, you don't want to just be able to play video games for 10 years on one box. You got to do more with it.
Exactly. Like, I have my 360. I've had it for, well, I've had a 360 for 6 years now. About that. And I do everything. Like, I watch Netflix. I listen to music. I watch YouTube. I look stuff. I, believe it or not, I use Internet Explorer on Xbox.
Blasphemy.
I can't put Chrome on it.
How dare you?
That is despicable.
Hey, if I got to look something up, my phone's too far away, and I'm on my Xbox, why the hell not?
Well, that is an American statement there.
That really is.
I'm too lazy to get up and get my phone.
But I'm already there, and it's a bigger screen.
Oh my God.
Congratulations for crossing the border.
Jeez. Welcome to America.
God damn it, I want some Mountain Dew.
That does sound
good. That shit's nasty.
Yeah. What? No. Oh, shit. But, yeah, I use my Xbox for more than just playing video games. I'm sorry. And it's, I actually posted that on a forum, and the one guy's comment was, "You're not a true gamer." I'm like, really, jackass?
Wait, because you used your Xbox for more than just gaming, you're not a real gamer.
Exactly. And I'm like, are you serious right now? You're talking to the guy that plays video games damn near every day for more than 3 hours a day. Your average, like your regular at-home gamer, maybe plays 3 hours a week. You're talking to the guy that beat The Last of Us in 9 hours overnight.
That'd be like buying a bag of Skittles and only eating the red ones.
I do that with Smarties.
I don't get that correlation.
Like, a bag of Skittles has all these different flavors and colors, but you only want one of the flavors instead of using all of them. That'd be like...
like when I buy a bag of Jolly Ranchers and only eat the grape ones, because that's the only ones I like.
The grape ones are so good. Okay, we can't use that comparison, because I do the same thing with those.
Yeah, bitch. But like, why is it always going to be about the rainbow with you people?
Because today is the big day. Okay, I'm trying
taste
to say
the rainbow, bitch.
Is it like when I go to the strip club and I only pick the ones with the big boobies?
All right, this comparison got way off topic here. But you can't just buy an Xbox and just use it for games. It's stupid. This isn't a PlayStation 1 or a fucking, you know, a Sony Dreambox.
Dreambox?
Yeah. I was too broke. I couldn't get the Dreamcast. Or the,
Was there actually something called the Dreambox?
I don't know. DreamCube, that's what it was.
I thought it was Dreamcast.
Well, I couldn't afford the GameCube or the Dreamcast, so I got the DreamCube.
Oh.
Ty. Yeah. Ty, that white powder on your counter, you shouldn't have done a line of it, buddy.
I did. Oh, shit, I gotta get through the day.
Oh, jeez.
There's a giant green pig staring at me, and he's got a crown on his head.
You're playing Angry Birds, aren't you?
I am not. I have an Angry Birds piggy bank.
Why does that not surprise me?
It was a gift from Angelo.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, back to Xbox.
Okay.
All right. So even though there was all these gripes of people being like, "I hate the Xbox, burn in hell, Microsoft, we will kill you. We will let the gates marry in our state, but not Xbox." That's pretty much how angry people got about it.
We will not let our gaming system and cable box join as one.
Yeah.
I know, because, you know, it's such a big deal if they have the HDMI pass-through. Assholes.
Fuckers.
But Microsoft turned around and go, "Hey, guess what, jackasses? We listen."
That's actually what they said.
Because a lot of people are like, "No, they're not going to listen. Nothing's going to change." And like I said to like 4 or 5 other people at my work that are like, "Oh, I'm not going to get the Xbox One." I look at them and I go, "You realize this is all just code. It can change the day before release. And all I do is put an update out, and it's fixed."
Yeah, I know. They were saying, yeah, like, "Oh, it's built into the Xbox. We can't change it. It's not just a feature. Hey, we changed the feature." stupid. There was a meme about it that cracked me up.
This here explains. Okay, look at this GIF that I'm sending you. And the girl sitting on the curb is the users. And the cop is Microsoft. So by releasing the statement, this is what they did.
For the people at home, she kicks the cop, and the cop just blasts her in the face with his foot.
And I know, like, I remember the whole backstory to this. They say it's police brutality, but this chick was giving him guff all night.
No,
and granted, the kick to the back of the head was a little excessive, but she was severely wasted. She spit on him, scratched him.
She attacked the police officer. So she deserved.
But of course, all you see is him hoofing her in the back of the head.
Oh, you can see her kick him. Try to kick him.
Yeah, it's retaliation.
Sorry, it took me so long. I had to download a GIF reader. I only had the GIF one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Air 5.
Ben, do me a favor.
Go fuck myself.
Can you go underneath your bathroom cabinet and see if you have any Drano and just take a big glug for me there, buddy?
No Drano in my house.
What about Windex?
No, I only use Stoners.
Bleach?
What? Stoners and Visiglass.
No.
Well, I'm pretty sure that'll have the same effect.
No.
Take a drink.
No. You need lemon pledge. More lemon pledge.
Lemon pledge.
My poop will smell all lemonade-y.
Alright, back to Xbox. Where were we with Xbox?
And with this whole policy change, it's like any other company. They're going to go as far as they can to get what they want and how they want it. Until there's a big backlash like there was. And they realized how many sales they probably would end up losing. So they said, okay, let's punch in this code, and guess what? Oh, all's well again with the world. Everybody loves Xbox again.
Yep.
Oh, yay, Microsoft listens to the people.
Well, there's still issues that people don't like. There's still things that people don't like. Like the fact that you have to have the Kinect and all that stuff. But you know what? They got rid of the root things that people were whining the most about. In essence, for all of it, I really didn't give a rat's ass, because there's one thing that'll never change for me, and that's always I prefer the Xbox controller and the user interface over PlayStation.
Oh my god, I hate the PlayStation controller with a passion.
I can't stand their controller. I think the layout is stupid. Even before the Xbox, before anybody sends us emails or whatever, saying, oh, well, the controller's been awesome this whole time.
Xbox fanboys.
Exactly. I played, like I said earlier, I played The Last of Us, which was on a PlayStation. I put myself through using that shitty little plastic piece of crap controller.
Plastic as hell.
Ugh, it feels so cheap and light and gross. And I played through the whole game because of the gameplay. It had nothing to do with the system. The Last of Us released on Xbox, I'd be the happiest kid in the world. But it wasn't. I gritted my teeth and I played the damn game on that stupid little controller. Now, there is, I think it was Nyko? I think that's the name of the company?
Oop.
They released a PS4 controller that looks like the 360 controller. My buddy actually sent it to me and said, hey, if you get a PS4, I'll get you this controller.
I mean, I'll probably get a PS4 and an Xbox One just because. Not because I
probably
want it.
Won't get either.
That's sad.
I can't justify spending that kind of money.
Well, I'm going to steal it.
Well, it's because you don't have that kind of money, Ben.
That's true.
Just be like.
Tying
what the hell am I looking at right now? I'm sorry, I was pulling up stuff about the Xbox One and something that has nothing to do with it came up. Yeah, just be like Ty and just steal it.
Yeah.
Or what you do is you wait for Ty to steal it and you steal it from Ty.
There you go.
Problem solved.
This whole thing with the whole you have to have the Kinect. Oh my god, they're going to stare at me. Who cares? I got this fancy little cover thing that goes right over top of mine. Nobody can see me anymore.
Well, not only that, but let's be realistic here. With 95% of the people out there, all Microsoft is going to have is hours and hours of footage of people masturbating. That's all it's going to be.
I play Xbox naked.
I resemble that remark.
Yep. I actually podcast naked, too.
Well, who doesn't?
The only thing you're wearing is a headset right now.
That is actually true.
I wear a G-string.
Remind me when I come over to never see.
Wait. Hold on. Step back a second. What'd you just say, Ben?
I said I wear a G-string to podcast.
I thought that's what you said.
Let my berries hang out on either side. Did Ty just gag?
Yep, talking about your penis, and Ty gagged, which is weird.
Oh my god, just because you called them your berries. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Alright, I'm sorry I needed that laugh today.
Okay, since you guys said you hate the PS4's DualShock controllers, do you think you would ever use a built-in touchpad on your controller?
Nope.
Probably not.
I got a built-in touchpad on my Google TV, my little Vizio box I have.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
And I hardly ever use that touchpad.
Well, it's like when they put it on the back of the PS Vita. My buddy has a Vita. He says he rarely uses the touchpad on the back. In my opinion, just putting a touchpad on things is just wasted technology.
It really is. I mean, it could be used for something much better. I don't know what, but something.
Fleshlight attachment.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they make that a little screen so you can see your health, your bullets, and all that stuff?
Well, I don't...
Because I don't want to have to look down onto my controller to see that.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I mean, that is a good idea, but I wouldn't...
Battery life. For the controller on there.
There you go.
That's why they have LEDs.
Whatever.
You don't even need a screen.
Whatever. Poor.
Heard that bitch.
It's good.
Good!
But what's funny to me is that PS4 finally got a headphone jack in the controller.
You mean you don't have to only have Bluetooth?
Yeah. Which, I mean, wow. I will give PlayStation credit that being able to use a Bluetooth headset is nice. I love using my wireless headset, but I would much rather be able to use a Bluetooth one.
That kind of upset me when the 360 first came out, is that they didn't have a Bluetooth. I didn't really care that they didn't have Blu-ray, considering at the time Blu-ray wasn't the... That was when there was still the Blu-ray and HD DVD fight going on. I'm happy the new one has a Blu-ray player, though.
Well, see, I don't even... I mean, I get all my movies, you know, online, so... Everything goes on the hard drive, and then we just watch it through that. So, like, we don't even use Blu-rays.
Well, unlike you, you butt pirate, I actually buy movies. I support the industry.
I support.
Sort of. I was asking Ben how he feels about using the Xbox One as a home entertainment!
If I could totally get rid of my cable box, I'd have no problem with it. But, like, right now, I have a cable box plus I hate bringing up the Google TV all the time, but with this Vizio Google TV box I have, plus the cable box from my cable company, I still find myself using the cable box more than the Google TV to do the same thing. Because I can control all my cable functions through the Google TV.
But...
Force of habit is I'm used to my cable box, so that's what I use.
When I got rid of my cable at the beginning of this month, for the longest time it was so weird. I'd look around and be like, okay, there's no other clicker. What the hell? And then I'd have no cable.
You mean you don't have a Logitech Universal remote?
No, they won't send me one.
Oh.
And I'm not paying $80 for a remote.
I love mine.
Well, then buy me one.
I can get you, a 25% discount.
20% isn't good enough.
I said 25.
Exactly.
Might even be
35. That's 75% onto that, and I'll be happy.
I'll see what I can do. Because I love that thing. Like, it controls every... I just click a button, and it turns on my surround sound, my Xbox, my TV, turns it to the right station, everything. Then I can control the Xbox with it.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, and then
Which
I click
would be good, but considering my Xbox remote just recently had an unfortunate accident.
Aww.
I've never actually had a remote for my Xbox.
I bought one for $2 at GameStop.
Nice. $2?
Yep.
Wow. You big spender, you.
It was used.
Okay, there's a new one. Is the new Xbox going to have its own separate controller like the 360 does?
They'll make one.
I haven't seen anything
I would assume
about
so, considering they're trying to make it home entertainment.
Oh, yeah. They'll make
Realistically,
one.
Nowadays, because of... Since I've got my Kinect, I don't even use the... I didn't really use the remote anyways. I use my Kinect to control my Xbox.
See, I never really got into that.
It was all voice command, like Xbox, Netflix.
Okay. See, whoop. I've been doing that with my S4 lately.
Hey, Ty.
Huh.
You know what you can do with your S4, right?
I can think of a few things.
You can shove it in your rectum.
I could do that, but I'm not gonna, because I don't have a protective case yet.
Oh.
Let me get an OtterBox first, then I'll work on that.
Ultimate OtterBox test.
Speaking of being in the fart box, you guys ready to talk about the hardware of the Xbox and the PS4?
Yes, now that we've vented about the whole changes and everything.
All right.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Now, which one of you doesn't like AMD?
That would have been me.
Okay.
Well, but upon further investigation, I figured out when I had gotten my computer fixed, I used a motherboard that was in my closet. And turns out the chipset that was in it is an AMD, so even though I hate it, I'm running one, and I feel hateful towards myself.
That's all right.
That's what happens when stuff comes out of the closet. It's just no good anymore.
Like Ty.
What about Neil Patrick Harris? Hmm?
Damn.
You I'm just going to pretend it was a big joke.
Okay.
You got me there. I can't really say.
That was a big win for us.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't.
Although yesterday, the other day when I took the wife shopping for her birthday, there was this guy that worked at American Eagle that I'm pretty sure you would retract your statement.
Really?
Because I don't even think two Neil Patrick Harris's can make up for that guy.
Oh.
MPH is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's some.
Here's my theory. I don't know what this has to do with Xbox, but...
Well, we were talking about fart boxes.
I guess.
Did you just say ew?
I laughed.
I don't care either way. I don't look at you any better for coming out of the closet. Out of the fart box, whatever you want to call it.
It's a closet. We don't come out of fart boxes. We come in them.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
This is why we can't have anything nice.
Well, I mean, it's Pride this weekend, so this kind of works.
No, that was last weekend.
For you, maybe. Our Pride's this weekend.
Shouldn't you have Pride every weekend?
Well, the whole month of June is Pride Month, but the parade and everything is...
Both gaming systems have 8-core CPUs made by AMD, which I find kind of funny since Intel is the quote-unquote 800-pound gorilla that can do no wrong.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when they said AMD. And I love that people are still bitching about it.
What, that it is AMD?
Well, they're bitching about the whole thing. There's 8-core CPU with 8 gigs of RAM? No, that's ridiculous. They should have put more in there. You know that the Xbox 360 has 512 megabytes of RAM, right? Just so everybody's clear. Megabytes.
Here's the thing, though. They could have said 16 gigs of RAM, and people still would have complained.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 8 gigs of RAM is a fucking monster for an Xbox. 16 would have been an even bigger monster, but still.
32 would have been even bigger.
That would be crazy.
Why not 128?
There you go.
Do they make that much RAM for anything?
I don't think so.
That's a lot.
Not yet.
Like a Fox.
But still, 8 gigs of RAM, that's a lot. AMD, Intel.
Most people's personal computers don't have that.
No. Mine has like 4. For right
now.
Same
here.
I'm upgrading to 16, but I'm not there yet. It's like $100. I can't afford that right now.
If I had a personal computer that was within the past 5 years of being new, I might think about it, but...
The one thing I like about the Xbox One and even the PS4 is that it's coming with a standard 500 gig hard drive.
That's nice.
That's
now. It's also okay. Shut up for a second, Ben. It's also a bonus because of the stuff that they've retracted is you don't have to install your games anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least not as large of amount of games. So that gives you more space on your hard drive for downloading demos, digital downloads, stuff like that.
And I'm gonna call it right now. Months down the road, they're gonna say, "Oh, we've got the Xbox One, you know, extended hard drive, and it's gonna be a terabyte or bigger."
Oh yeah,
sell it for $600, and people are gonna buy it like fucking hotcakes.
One thing that I'll give props to the PS4, the PS3 for, not the PS3 4, but the PS3. For having this option, is you could just buy a simple notebook hard drive from Future Shop, Best Buy, whatever, and just throw it in and it worked.
Yeah, I think the...
The Xbox, you had to buy a certain brand. Like it had to be a Western Digital.
Yeah, that shit was annoying. Isn't the new Xbox One able to plug in a hard drive just like that?
Like an external hard drive?
Yeah.
I think so, but I think I don't think it's so you can like upgrade. I think it's just for extra space. But it'll have to be like they do with the flash drives that you use for your saved games. It has to be.
Hate it.
I only think. I don't know.
See, that's my big thing. If you're gonna try and make this an all-in-one thing, let me get rid of my separate hard drive that I have plugged into my TV for all my movies. Because right now I have the cable box. I got the cable box, I got my Xbox, I got the Google TV, plus I have a separate hard drive that's plugged into the TV for all my movies.
You can probably just plug that into the Xbox, because I've just thrown my flash drive, like my little R2-D2 flash drive, I've just thrown that with a bunch of movies on it plugged into my Xbox, and I haven't had to have it formatted to be specific.
Really? See, mine's not a flash, though. Mine's an actual hard drive.
Well, I used to have my hard drive plugged in.
Your hard drive?
Yeah, back when I had one. Now I just do the wireless one, but before I had the terabyte and 2 terabytes that just plugged into the back.
Wait a second. What happened to this?
What do you mean?
Where's your 2 terabyte?
Oh, I upgraded to a 3 terabyte.
So why haven't I received your 2 terabyte in the mail yet?
Because I sold the 2 terabyte to get the 3 terabyte.
I hate your face.
I have to upgrade every year. I have too many movies.
Shipping's too expensive to get to ship it to Canada.
What I'd like to know about the Xbox One, what is Wi-Fi Direct? I don't understand what that is.
I can tell you. Basically, what
that's
it
why
is.
I asked.
Hold on. It's basically... Hold on, I'm Googling this.
I was going to say, are you looking it up right now?
I can tell you. It's basically... God damn it, Internet, hurry up.
I know. It's basically like a technology that allows you to find nearby Wi-Fi Direct devices and form a Wi-Fi Direct group.
So like a LAN?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much like a LAN, but wireless. We're trying to bring back LAN parties. God, remember how awesome those days were?
I loved those.
Oh my God, we had to put a sheet up so that the other people couldn't see our TV.
I love. Okay, so I'm reading on Engadget their breakdown of the Xbox One, and the top comment is, "We need backwards compatibility. Some of us like to still play our 360 games, even first-gen Xbox games." And the next comment is, then use your old console. That's pretty much how it breaks down. If I don't have... Okay, I've got a Wii and I never use it. If I want to bust out a GameCube game or a Nintendo game, I have my NES, my Super NES, my GameCube. I have my N64, my PS2, my PlayStation 1, my Xbox 360. If I want to play any of those games, I play those consoles. I didn't realize that it was a hard concept to keep things.
Well, see, that's the thing. Everybody's thinking they're going to trade in their Xbox 360 to get a 1 when it comes out. You know how little money they're going to be getting for the 360 once the 1 comes out? Because there's going to be so many 360s out there that nobody's going to want to buy.
You don't even get $100 right now for it, for the 360 or the PS3. I can go to GameStop and buy it, buy a used one, for $100 to $150.
That's not bad.
When you trade it in, you're not going to get anything for it. You don't get anything for it now, let alone then.
You'll get like $50.
If that.
Yeah.
Like, hell, you trade in... Like, if you go right now, granted, if you go right now and you trade in Black Ops, you'll get $30 for it. But really? That's only because they are going to make their money back on that.
Wow. $30.
Yeah, my buddy got angry at it and just traded it in recently. And he got $30.
That's not bad. You probably already know. Both units have the motion sensors, like the Kinect 2.0, and then the PS4's eye, which is creepy. I wouldn't want to call something that's going to watch people an eye.
So the eye of the tiger.
People are going to be like, no, 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 I don't want that eye watching me. I'd rather Kinect. Trying to connect with you.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. I can't get no privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't do it as good if you don't sing it. I always feel like somebody's
watching me. And I have no privacy. Thanks, Ty.
You're welcome. But yeah.
You know what we haven't really covered? We haven't really covered the PS4. Let's go over to the PS4. Let's see.
What's, yeah, really. What's we have been pretty PS4. Much all Xbox.
Well, that's because we are Xbox. I mean, I'm loyal.
Well, let's see. The PS4. It's going to have the same controller but with a touchpad stuck in it.
It's black.
They're going to straighten it out and then kind of slant it sideways like an old school eraser.
Uh-huh.
They're not really adding any new features to it. They're just kind of upping the hard drive and the internals a bit. And they're still going to have the shitty PlayStation Network where your credit card information still is vulnerable.
Vulnerable as shit.
The
PS4 doesn't have a release date, but it's going to be $399.
They're supposed to upgrade the UI to PlayStation OS 4. Let's see here. That's really it.
All right.
That's the extent of how much I give a shit about the PS4.
So if you're a conservative, PS4 all day.
See, what I think, the only thing that actually kind of looks cool to me for the PS4 is the fact that if you have a Vita, you can remote play the newer games as well. Now, you can do remote play with some games on the PS3, but supposedly you're supposed to be able to do more with the PS4.
But who has a Vita?
I know three people that have Vitas.
I don't know a single person.
I don't know anybody with one.
Like, my buddy Chris, he uses his Vita a lot.
Huh.
Which a lot of times I give him shit because I see him playing it at work, but...
Isn't that like a little PSP? Isn't that the same thing?
It's a PSP. It's got a little bit bigger of a screen, but it's got insane graphics. I have to give him credit on that. It is, for a handheld, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, I remember when we saw it at CES a couple years ago when they were first introducing it. It was cool, but I just...
Sorry, I gag every time you mention CES.
I know. Stank-ass Emily. But I just didn't... I don't know. It was just like... I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not a little kid anymore. You know, I don't play that shit. I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got time for my... Nintendo 3DS with Pokemon on it, that's fine, but the Vita, nah.
Even my son doesn't play his game or his DS anymore.
I do occasionally when I'm bored.
I mean, my stepson's got two DSs he doesn't play, and my son has one he doesn't play.
I actually gifted my DS to my mother-in-law because she liked all those brain teaser games and the puzzle games. So I'm like, yeah, I don't play this. So I put it back in the box, cleaned it up all nice, packaged all my games, wrapped them up, and said, here you go, Merry Christmas.
Aw. Now she's going to know that you...
No, she knew it was mine.
Oh, okay.
When she opened it up, she's like, wait, don't you have one of these? And then I'm like, yeah, that's because that's mine.
No, not anymore.
She didn't care. She's like, oh, yay! So now literally I'll go outside some days, and she'll be sitting on like the back deck or whatever, because they rent my basement. She'll be sitting out there in the sun playing like Brain Teaser or something, and I'm just like, awesome. Keep up the hard work.
So speaking of games, Metal Gear Solid?
Eh.
Eh? Isn't Kiefer Sutherland doing a voice?
I thought that ended up not being true.
I couldn't remember.
No, I think it's the regular guy that's usually does all the other ones.
I heard he wasn't doing it this time. Because they're going with a younger, like a prequel.
Let's see. Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain. No, yep. Punished Snake is Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Well, I'm not going to play it.
Why?
Well, mainly because the last one that came out with Raiden, and it pissed me off.
I haven't played the last one, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, and you're giving me guff about not playing the new one.
Yeah, of course I am.
Go eat a big black ciabatta bun.
I'm thinking about it, actually. I'm pretty hungry.
You going to go to Chipotle's later?
I'm totally thinking about it right now.
But you know what? For games that are coming out, there's, well, we all know one game that I'm super duper excited for.
Battlefield 4?
Well, that's actually is one of the ones that I'm excited for.
Grand Theft Auto. How did I forget?
There's three that I... There's two games that I really, really want, and there's three that I'm excited for. Ironically, two that I really, really want are also ones that I'm excited for. There is obviously GTA 5 at the top of that list. Then we've got Watch Dogs, which looks amazing.
I've heard a lot of good stuff
about it. You haven't watched the trailer yet?
I've seen a little bit of it.
I'll punch you right in the mouth. Go watch the trailer, and then watch the gameplay trailer, and then watch the trailer again, because that's the order I watched it.
Well, if that's the order you did it, then we all got to do it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking douche.
Shit.
Oh, guess I forgot Otter to hit the mute button there.
Fuck you, Otter Man.
Oh, man. I saw a picture the other day that made me think of Ben, because it was something with otters.
Oh, God.
And it was so funny. Let me see if I can find it.
I thought he was going to come back with, well, you remember how I said you guys are my best friends that I've never met?
Yeah.
I just put my headset down and leave.
And we've had that happen before.
Yeah. But it's definitely Watch Dogs and then Battlefield 4. But I'm happy that Watch Dogs and Grand Theft Auto 5 are both coming out for the 360, so I don't have to buy a Xbox One or PS4 or anything.
Yeah. I mean,
is Battlefield 4 coming out for the 360?
Yep.
Awesome. So then I don't have to buy an Xbox One really at all.
Oh. 360? Maybe. I kind of zoned out. I'm sorry.
Then why the fuck did you agree?
Because.
Huh?
Hold on.
Ass.
Yeah, it'll be on the 360.
I just hate reading Origin. When I go to the bottom of their page, it goes, EA, DICE, Frostbite, Origin.
I hate EA.
It's in the game.
And they're bullshit with, you have to have that online passcode to be able to play online with it. Remember? Battlefield 3?
Ow!
Online passcode.
What are we owing for? Yeah,
while your game knew you'd have the passcode.
I did, but it was the fact that that's stupid. I shouldn't have to have that. I pay $60 for fucking the game. I pay $60 for Xbox Live. Just give me the fucking game to play online. What the fuck?
Welcome to the greedy world of America.
If you think about it,
the Xbox 360 system price was $5.99 and the core system was $4.99.
Wow.
That's released November 22nd, 2005 in the United States and Canada.
That was for the white one, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but then again, how much was the PS3 when it got released? Or no, sorry, not the PS3, PS2.
Hold on.
Because you don't remember that, where people were freaking out and, like, lining up at stores for it?
You know, I hate to admit this, I never owned an original Xbox.
That's what I have. I still use it.
I had a PS2. I was all about SOCOM. Remember SOCOM?
Oh, God.
I love that game.
God. Rahela!
Because you could do, like, voice commands with it.
Yeah, that game was insane.
It was fucking sweet. M14 was my shit. Used to hate it. Like, you're fucking cheating. Look, he's inside the building's wall. What the fuck? Glitch.
Welcome to the world of Counter-Strike.
It's really pathetic.
Playing a game of that like 2 days ago, and this guy got mad because I knifed him. You cheated. I didn't even hear you on my headset. I have a Turtle Beach. I would have heard you.
I know. Every time I get mad at the game, I'm like, fucking Booster. He's boosting. Boosting like a bitch. Every single time. They're not boosting. They just knife me.
You drinking whiskey and ice?
I am. Actually, I've had a long morning. I want to play Call of Duty now. I don't even want to edit this episode. I just want to play some Call of Duty.
You have to go to work later, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Ah! Still looking up the PS2 there, Ben?
Ben?
I'm doing it. I'm looking on the Wikipedia page here, and it's not set up as nice as the Xbox page is.
No?
Doesn't surprise me.
Is there an
Probably echo? Don't have any server support.
I see what you did there.
Speaking of servers, what was the talk about that? Wasn't Xbox getting like a gigantic amount of servers?
Yeah, they were increasing their servers by like 78% or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Because they want to be able to have everybody that goes online to be able to access online.
I fucking
And see, PlayStation fanboys, this is what our $60 a month goes to. Being able to actually play online.
$60 a month?
Sorry, $60 a year.
Easy.
I was thinking like Ty for a second there.
Wow, it just jumped from $50 a month with Ty to $60 a month in Canada.
Well, the Canadian market, you know, it's very volatile right now.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page doesn't have the original price on it, so screw it.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, I don't know. I think it's time for a conclusion, if you guys are okay with that.
I am good.
All right.
I conclude that if I buy something, that it's going to be the Xbox One.
Of course.
Yep.
I mean, for $4.99, you get a crap load of features you'll probably never use, but you'll still have them. You get a much better console, better connection, better servers, better games. And then for $3.99, you get the same thing you had before with a couple new features. Kind of like an iPhone.
And you know what? To be honest, when everything first started happening with Xbox, I actually honestly asked myself, did Tim Cook go and work for Microsoft?
Yeah.
But then I realized there's too much change in the console for that.
Hey, if you go on the PlayStation 2 website right now, you can get a PlayStation 2 for $99.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still sell SOCOM?
I can get a used PS2 for $30 at GameStop.
We should do that. We should have a LAN party with PS2s.
No, original Xboxes.
See, I never played the original. I came in on the 360 and played Halo 3 and hated it. Fucking hated Halo 3. Okay, getting off. No, I'm done. All I know is that Microsoft has definitely gotten more ambitious. And they're
I think they made a good stride towards making their customers happy. It certainly switched me back to being fully back on board, even though I was on the fence for a bit there. And it wasn't the fence of whether I'd get a 360 or a PS4. It was whether I'd get a Xbox One or a PS4. It was whether I get an Xbox One or nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it was whether I stick with the 360 or upgrade to the One.
You can still order the PlayStation 2 in black on Walmart's website.
Really? Wow. Yep,
$109.
I can get a used PS3 for like $20 more.
Yeah, it's true.
I just find it funny that they're still selling it, though.
They were still producing it up until like a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Well, you know, with all the rappers and rich people putting them in their cars, they needed to make up for it.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Remember that? Oh, my
God. Oh, God.
My friend did that in his Mustang and thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Did you make fun of him?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Playing Xbox on your little, PlayStation on your little 7-inch screen.
We're all decided. Xbox One, we're getting it.
Yep.
Or you can just donate it to us.
Which we'll take. Donations are always accepted.
That's you, Xbox. Donate to us. Yeah. We need three.
We talked all about you today. A lot of good stuff. Hook us up. Share the love. Don't be such cheap asses. It would cost
Hook
you
a like brother up.
Two pennies, bitches.
Well, that's definitely not going to get us an Xbox.
Well, until Tuesday, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir, sayonara, arrivederci. This now concludes our daily broadcast.